Morning, everybody. Cracker Jack Mechanic here, and I just wanted to take time out of my day, your day, to talk to you on some perspectives, put some things into context here for you. I am 45, and I want everybody to know that there is lots of life after 40. I've had ups and downs myself over the years. I've had a few marriages, and I got some kids, and I've had jobs where I got paid really good. I've quit jobs and didn't get paid at all, which really sucked, but my ego kind of got in the way. So just as a person that's not really been through the ringer, but had a lot of trials in their own life, and to think that once you get older that things are over, you can't really make your way or to give up, I just want to say that that's the last thing you want to do. From personal experience especially, I do want to share that. So there are plenty of opportunities, but you do have to work for it. This is not something that you're going to be given. Excuse me, yes. So just to touch on a few things, again, I am 45. In the last decade of my life, last 10 years, have been probably the most difficult, most challenging. And I have, I've dealt with these things and continue to on a day-to-day basis. It's not a struggle so much as it is just to persevere. 5 years ago, I stopped drinking completely. I've been sober for 5 years. This is an accomplishment that I'm proud of. It was something that was necessary, whether I am an alcoholic necessarily or just the idea that I was not able to control my drinking and alcohol had taken over my life. About 10 years ago, I did file a bankruptcy. So, I mean, these are things that a lot of you have maybe dealt with or have friends that do deal with, and they seem like the something at the bottom or something to be ashamed of, and it's nothing to really that you can't overcome. I mean, initially, there's going to be some adjustment and there's stigma attached to it, obviously, you know, through society, but I've learned to not worry about what other people say. I've pursued the job that I've always wanted, something I've actually done since I was probably in my early 20s. It's what I went to school for, and it's the career that I've always wanted. So I'm very blessed and grateful to have that. It's something I always, I worked at and needed the patience to get to where I am today. It's not something that happens overnight, but mostly in the last 5 years since I've quit drinking, I've been able to really see the benefits in my day-to-day life. I do run. I'm a jogger. I am actually training for, I would like to do a whole marathon. I can complete half marathons now, and this is something I'm quite pleased with. I used to do 10-kilometer runs in my 30s, so say around 6-mile runs for my listeners, that miles make more, they can understand better. So yeah, health is a key to my happiness, and I think it's something that some people struggle with, especially if there is a weight issue. I'm at an okay weight now for my height. And when I was a younger man in my late teens, I struggled with my weight. And again, later around my 30s, I did. So in my late teens, I was about 220 pounds and I was 5'7". So I was overweight. I was very inactive. I was really, I think at that point in my life, trying to look like something that, like a rough and tough kind of person, but I never was that. So I was, once I kind of realized that this wasn't the way I wanted to go, I started running. Then jogging was the way I've always been able to maintain my weight. So, and then through my 20s and then into my early 30s, I was married and got a little bit lazy, bit of a fat cat, and started to creep up on around 200 pounds again. And that was something I wasn't comfortable with. So I've struggled with my weight, which is a little unusual for, you know, to when it comes to talking about it as far as a male perspective. It's very prevalent, I find, now in today's society. It's more current. And I would, encourage anybody who would like to lose weight or would be more pleased to make the adjustments, needed to be able to obtain that. It doesn't have to be anything drastic. You just got to consume less calories than you expend. Don't starve yourself. I've probably made the mistake of doing that at a younger age and overtraining and stuff like that to try and lose weight. I did lose 60 pounds when I was 30 in about 6 months, which was, a little bit extreme. And I ultimately, it caused my gallbladder to become inflamed with gallstones, and ultimately had to have my gallbladder removed at, I believe I was like 30, around 32 years old. So a little bit of a lesson in that, but now I've been able to find a little bit of balance with eating right and exercising, but it's taken me till I'm 45. So a lot of lessons of things that I've learned that, again, now being again married in a stable relationship with a young family, doing the job that I like, trade job, something I've always wanted to do, pleased with that, and that makes a big difference overall in my perspective. But it wasn't something that was given to me. It was something that I had to achieve on my own, working towards it on a regular basis, and surrounding yourself with good people. Positivity is a big part. Don't play into the negatives. I'm not going to say that I don't have bad days, days where I'm tired or mopey or want to whine about things, but very, very few. I'm like very few, once in a very, not even once a month. It's very, very low. I do have the day-to-day or paycheck-to-paycheck struggle that a lot of us all have. I'm just a regular guy when it comes to stuff like that. I have one job. My side jobs help a little bit from here to there. I'd like to grow them, but ultimately, I just speaking from my heart on things that I understand them. And if anybody out there connects to something, finds a gold nugget in any of the conversation or my podcast, feel free to reach out to me and talk to me about it. I will DM you back and do what I can. I'm not an expert by far, but my life experience has put some tools in my shed that help me. And if it's something I can give to you to help you, that would be the greatest thing I could do. Kind of a pay it forward. I know there's been people in my life that have help me without asking for anything, and I would be glad to be able to do that. So again, if anybody out there listening happens to catch or something I say, or pick up on something and they got something going on in their own life, I can maybe answer a question or at least be somebody that could listen and be empathetic to the situation, and hopefully get you through a period that you realize things are going to be okay, that there's always hope on the other side. It does require work on our part, and all we have to do is remember to not give up. So thanks for listening to this podcast, and I will try to make more. I'm probably going to repeat myself a lot, say things the same, but each podcast will hopefully contain something a little different that maybe you as a listener can connect with and move forward and understand that gratitude is a big part of life. And even when I was at some of my lowest points and had very little of anything, there was always something that kept me moving forward, and that's pretty awesome. So it is possible. So please feel free to send me a direct message, reach out, contact me, however you can find to do that. You can send me, I have a Instagram account at Cracker Jack Mechanic, where I do post pictures of motorcycles, something that gives me inspiration every day because it's my job, and I'm very grateful for that. So it's just what I connect to. It's what keeps me grounded. It's what I've found. So I do running. I have a Instagram account for Cracker Jack Running. And that's my healthy balance. That's not my job. I don't want to make it my job, but I do enjoy it. And it's very ad hoc, organic training where I just run. And if I get better, great. If I don't, then I just keep running. And someday I hope to do a marathon. It's a goal. It's something I have in the back of my mind now. It's something I wanted to do for 20 years. And in the last year, I've been able to just slowly build up to it, enjoying it each step of the way. I've got a close contact who's into weightlifting and a very motivational personal trainer. He's a great contact that I could put people in touch with if they're looking to do some bodybuilding or body enhancing, however you want to describe it, through weightlifting and proper diet. He's super good at that. He's come down 60 pounds himself really well in over 2.5 years. So again, it's just somebody that could I could put you in touch with. He's doing the personal training thing to help. So yeah, I mean, just reach out, and I'm here to listen. Well, again, thanks for listening. Cracker Jack Mechanic, Cracker Jack Runner, both on Instagram if you need to send me a direct message. And thanks, and have a good day.